Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Tattooed Agent of Mercy by Dave Wethington, Hawaii, USA. Jim is a biker, and he acts and looks the part. He rides a Harley and probably wears his leathers. He's big, with a long ponytail hair, big mustache, and dozens of tattoos. Jim's not the kind of guy you'd want to mess with. One night, Jim and his wife were home when their elderly cat took ill. The cat had serious health problems. With no children, this cat was their child. In under a minute, Jim and his wife and the cat were in the car heading to the veterinarian. Over the cell phone, the vet agreed to meet them at the clinic. The vet administered medication that soon returned their cat to normal. Just then, another emergency case came in. Dad, mom, and four kids, all in tears, carried in a small dog on a litter. The dog had strayed into the street and had been hit. The dog had survived, but with severe injuries. The vet determined that with immediate surgery and prolonged recovery, the dog would be saved. However, due to the time-consuming and difficult work, the cost would be almost $1,000. The vet told the dog's owners what was needed and the cost, and then added it would be much cheaper if he had given the dog an injection and put him down. The family was faced with a terrible, painful decision. The father was especially distressed, explaining to the vet that he was a blue-collar worker with a wife and four kids. Spending $1,000 on a dog was simply not financially possible. Yet behind him were his four children, all in tears. Jim and his wife witnessed this entire drama. Stroking their cat, thinking of how much she meant to them, Jim saw concern and tears in his wife's eyes. Without hesitation, Jim told the vet to do whatever he could to save these people's dog and put the expense on their bill. The father said, "Sir, I really appreciate your gesture, but I don't think I could ever pay you back." Jim's reply was, "I don't want you to pay me back. Just take care of your family. My wife and I don't have any kids, just our cat. Please, let us help." The father gratefully accepted the offer, and the rest of the family gathered round and thanked Jim and his wife profusely. The vet left to operate. When the father asked for Jim's name and address, Jim said, "You don't need it. Just take care of your family. Pass it on in your own way to somebody else." Today, there's a dog somewhere enjoying his extended life with his family because the man of leather and tattoos also had a golden heart. I'm proud to call Jim my friend and my brother-in-law.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.